Portions of the show may be previously recorded. Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, I just came back from a great birthday party celebration. Myself and Eminem, my wife took me to a concert. The Eminem concert, and also Sting. And so it's kind of an interesting thing to see Sting, 73 years old, Eminem, 52 years old, all up there doing their thing. And as I approach the 70 mark myself here, you wonder, what will you be like when you're 74 years old? And, you know, you look back at what was I like at 52? And it's really interesting type of situation to look at. And everybody goes through different points in their life. I know when I went through cancer, everybody said, did you learn anything? Did it make you change your view on life? And I said, no. At 50 years old, I still felt bulletproof, you know? And you see now in our country, these people are just radical. And you say, okay, if you're radical when you're young, that's just youth. If you're radical when you're old, that's stupidity, right? And, you know, if you're conservative when you're young, you've got no fun. You've never lived a life. But if you're not conservative by the time you're old, you're dumb. That's all there is to it. And you see now the battle in our country for who takes it over. And I try to not get political. It's very, very difficult because I have very strong opinions. Now, by the way, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but I still have very strong opinions as to which way people should vote. I will tell you that it is backwards out there in the news. The news is trying to tell you that the Democrats are the adults. They are not. They're the screamy, memey, crimey little kids out there that want something from nothing. And they don't have any desire to make the country fair. They want to progressively change this country. That's what progressive means. And so if you don't want to wake up in a third world country, then get out there and vote. You know, on the other hand, Democrats are saying they can't vote for Donald Trump because he's arrogant, right? And the bottom line is, he is. I sit back and laugh at the stuff he does and go, you know, that's just insane, some of the stuff he says and does. But the bottom line is, he had 4 years, Kamala had 4 years, and you know what they each of those 4 years looked like and how your life felt. So whichever way you're going to vote, because I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I will vote. And I have strong opinion of which way to vote. But whichever way you're going to vote, I respect that. But you need to get out there and vote, because the rest of the 4 years after that isn't going to mean squat to you. Because you're going to have to go back and be the poor person you are, or you're going to have to go back and be the middle class person you are and get up and go to work every day and run in the little squirrel wheel. Or you're going to be the rich person you are. The vote that is taken is not going to change any of that. What is going to change is the power structure. Who gets the power? Who gets to control, manipulate, and dominate what goes on in our country? And you may like it 10% better, 20% better, or 50% better under one ruler or the other. But the bottom line is, your problem is your problem. You have to get up and do something about it. And as I sat there, you know, at this concert saying, okay, look at all these young kids spending all their money. They get very expensive tickets. They're in there spending all their money and partying for 4 days straight. There was also a Formula One race there at the same place. It's all in the same location. And I thought, man, these guys don't have a penny to invest. And I thought about it further, and I thought to our kids, what does everybody focus on in their life? And we have one daughter that wants four babies. She's got one that's 2 years old. She's got one in the oven. It's coming out pretty soon. And she's already said she wants four. That has encompassed her and her husband's entire life. It will. And I think not only having four babies, but raising four babies will encompass a major majority of their life. at least 20 years worth of it. They started at 30 something, so it'll be 40 or 50 before they're done with it, right? And along the way, you would like to see that they could come up with something else as a goal in their life. But at this point, it just doesn't exist. It's not that they don't have a brain. It's not that they don't have a goal. It's that this goal is more powerful and controlling and will dominate what happens in their life. I have another son who's raising a daughter, and his whole life is raising that daughter. He has no wife. It's 24/7 for him, working his butt off, getting up, going to work, working sometimes 10, 12 hours a day, five, six days a week, I think it is, and then taking care to make sure his daughter gets everything she needs, gets to go where she wants, do what she wants, have whatever education she wants. Everything in his life is that daughter, and that's going to last for another 6 or so years. And he's going to be, you know, what is he now, 38? That'd make him 40-something before he really has any time to think about what he wants in life. So his ability to think of the future just isn't there, right? My daughter is a pro bodybuilder. Her and her man, that's all they care about. Now, he has a job, has a company he owns, so they've got that, a company, but he says the company's all labor. He lays tile. He says, I got to get off my knees. I can't do this the rest of my life. So here he is, both of them, they're pro bodybuilders, and that's all they care about. So here I am. I'm a guy that talks about financial freedom and future and family, and I've got three kids that have absolutely no interest at all within what I think is important for a family to think about, which is financial freedom. None of them will retire until they're 60 or 70 years of age. It just won't happen unless something dramatically changes their life after age 40 or 50. And that happens, and it's a very possibility that does happen, right? They've got all the education information they need to do it. It's just they don't have the goal. And when I look out there into the world and I see people, you know, I just bare my soul, right? But I look out there and I see people in this world and I see they don't have any goals. They have no desires. They have no place to be. They don't even know who's running for president in most cases. They don't even care. It doesn't mean anything to them yet. And so as this country goes down this road that people who don't care are picking, and that's what's happening, people that have no idea what the decisions they're making is going to do to this country over the next 5 to 10 years. They're blind. And within that context, I think most adults right now, most adults, grown-up people, are really, really upset with where the country's at and are really, really upset where the country's going. In fact, in the polls I've seen, 73% of Americans do not like where the country's going right now. So if that's the case, then that 73% needs to get out there and vote. So let's move on. Here's the first piece of mail that just attracted my attention right when I got into it. It says, happy birthday and God bless you. Thank you. What I love about you most, I guess this is someone writing this, Anna, is your grateful heart for all that God has given you. You work hard and use the gift the Lord gave you not only for yourself but for others. The highest level of learning is not just knowing it but can teach it to others. Lifestyles Unlimited has given hope to Maui locals to believe there can be a future for them. So we have hundreds of members in Hawaii. It's amazing. It's a big group of them. And they meet. They have a local group that meets and so forth. And they're just like the most friendly people I've ever met in my whole life. It goes on and said, I work a homeless shelter, family life center, and we are building a community for the Lahaina families, I guess that's the one that got hit by the fire, who lost their homes. OhaniHopeVillage.com. So if you guys want to look this up, it's OhaniHopeVillage.com. They're able to stay in these homes for 2 years, rent-free, until they can rebuild and return to their homes in Lahaina. I'm sorry if I mispronounced it, by the way. Your whole life has been giving to America. If you are willing to have a little faith in themselves, thank you for leaving such a legacy to be passed upon to next generation. The gift I give you today is not a physical gift, but a big mahalo from Maui for literally opening up new doors and families that believe in what you have done and coming alongside you and change America for the good, one family at a time. I'm sure that our God is looking down on you today and saying, well done, good faith servant, and my son, from Anna. And aloha, I appreciate it. Thank you. I really do. We have a great community out there and wonderful people. And they work so hard to keep their community together. I mean, you know, think about it. They're out there in the middle of the ocean, but they buy real estate all over the country. So if you're from Hawaii, look them up. Just go to our Lifestyles website and contact us, and we'll get you in touch with them. All right. The next one here says, I'm wondering if there's a way to be able to use a 1031 exchange to sell some condos located in Boulder, Colorado, in order to reinvest directly into Lifestyles multifamily apartments as an LU passive member. In the expo, 1031 exchange vendor had explained that the property sold must exchange into another property whose ownership would have the same name as the property sold. Brainstorming for a solution brought up by idea to do a 1031 into two fourplexes and then pulling out the cash to reinvest into LU multifamily passive deals. But is there an alternative way that would be simpler or more straightforward? And the answer is, sorry, Barbara, but there's not. It's right. The 1031 company explained it to you correctly. Obviously, they're the experts at it, but the bottom line is you got to go from something one company owns or one person owns to something that same company or same person owns. There are ways to get around it, but we don't have that mechanism as a normal part of what we do here at Lifestyles. And it's very difficult to set up, and you have to have other people that want to get into it also. It's just not something we do on a regular basis. So if you think about what you're doing here, you're getting the money out of the condos because their rate of return is useless. They're very low rates of return. You get that money out of them by borrowing it out, and then you go and take that money and put it into a 1030, or you don't have 1031. You take that money out tax-free and put it in one of these passive deals. That would be the way to go about doing this. All right. Wish there was more to it than that, but there really isn't. That's the way you do that. So, guys, one of the problems she had, she bought condos. And as you've heard me say for 34 years, condos are not very profitable. And the reason they're not very profitable is because the costs associated with them is astronomically high, and you don't have any control of those costs. They're controlled by the Homeowners Association. So they're really a challenge to try to make any money with over the long haul. The next email I got here said, I've been following your show for quite some time. I had a job working 50-plus hours per week, so I really did not pursue investing in real estate. I have retired from my job, of course, and do not have enough income as far as I am concerned. I'm 66 years old. Do you think I'm too old to do this? I do not. However, my savings is limited. Can you please give me any words of wisdom? I touched this one before, but this one caught me today again because it was my birthday and because there's something about it that says, look, I worked for 50 years, right? 50 hours a week. She's 66 years old. She's working for 50 hours a week. And as I told you, one of our sons, he works like that. He has no life. He really doesn't. Other than come home late at night at midnight, see his daughter, which he loves to death, for a few minutes, talk to her for an hour or so, go back to bed and do it all over again the next day. You know, she's shuffled off between grandparents. And my wife just, she cringes at it. She wants him to be successful so bad, but he has no time to be successful because he's too busy making a living. And that is the curse that everybody has. And the reason they have the curse is because they can't understand one little thing. I'm gonna give you a little simple secret that I've lived by my whole life. And that is the government can come in and take whatever percentage of your earnings they want to take. You have no control over that. You can vote, yes, and it might make it better, but no, because there's still taxes. In fact, I heard Trump the other day say he was going to let the SALT tax go back, which is the tax that lets Democrats write their taxes off, their local taxes off against the national taxes, which is really unfair because then we end up paying nationally the sales tax or all the taxes for all the states, all the Democratic states. So even Trump has terrible taxation ideas that are unfair. Now, if you once make amends with that within your life, that the overriding power of every country is the ability to take your wealth away from you, the ability to take your assets away from you, the ability to take your earnings away from you. That is their overriding power. And if you don't give it to them, they'll put you in jail or they'll kill you. So with that being said, in my mind, I've always done this. I've lived on half of what I earned. So when I earned $10,000 a year as a little kid, I saved $5,000 and lived on $5,000. Of course, I lived with my parents, right? That was fine, but I had to save half. When I got out on my own, I still saved half. It became a habit. And because of that, I had money to invest. Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. All right, let's move on. Lady says, I've been following your show for quite some time. I had a job working 50 hours a week. I think we already did that one, didn't we? Yeah. Retired from her job. Moving on. I'm listening to your radio show and the potential future recession topic. We are looking to become IROs, independent real estate owners, is what that's for, or says. Should we buy now or wait until the recession hits to buy? If we buy now, at what discount to purchase price would you buy? Well, guys, interestingly enough, the recession has already hit. We are in a recession. No one will admit it because the Democrats won't admit they're in a recession. But everybody knows we're in a recession. Everybody knows that when you get up and walk around out there in the real world, people are unhappy right now, right? Unemployment's starting to go up slowly, but it's started. The prices on real estate are down 30 to 40% across the board. The prices on other things are inflated massively. There is a problem in our society, in our economy right now. The money is going to the wrong places to do the wrong things, sent there and delivered by the wrong people. What happens? Should we buy now or should we wait for the recession? The recession has already started. The prices out there for commercial real estate apartment complexes specifically is down somewhere between 30 and 40%. The people that bought in 2 years ago, they're sitting on real estate. They can't sell for what they paid for it. They're not going to be able to sell for what they paid for it, no matter how much they lower the interest rates, which they're probably not going to lower them that much more because they're back to feeling like there's inflation again. The bottom line is those people are going to take the loss. It took 2 to 3 years for these loans to run out. Banks are sitting on these loans. They know they're going to happen. And those deals are hitting the market now. The people in my group that have money that they didn't lose. In other words, they didn't go out there and invest a bunch of their partner's money into these deals that they overpaid for that they can't get out of. The rest of the people are hitting the bricks right now, and they're buying everything we can find at these reduced 30 to 40% prices. What happens is you just don't know if you're just getting into this, what 30 to 40% off of what is, right? And whether or not that's even still a good deal. So you need to get in here, you need to get educated, you need to get going now. So for the family said, should I buy now or wait? The answer is absolutely buy now. Go find something right now and get in as soon as possible. I had mentioned that there, you know, I used to get requests. I do get requests for crazies. I have another crazy for you. I just happened to run across a couple of these today. Let me share this one with you and we'll go into it. Del, thank you for taking the time to read this. And for all that you have been doing, thank you for Lifestyles, the radio show, and your willingness to teach others. So while I'm working and listening to the show, I had a thought. You claim that even bad deals can basically allow you to get your money investment back. But what's the worst deal you've seen and heard of? All right. This gentleman or lady, whatever it is hearing what they want to hear. I've never said you can always get your money back from every deal. That's not true. Because what happens is if you pay too much for deals and then the loan runs out and you can't refinance it or you can't sell it, then you're going to lose your equity. That's the way you lose money in real estate. What I have said is that that doesn't happen in a slow or in a quick environment. You don't buy today and lose all your money tomorrow. You can see it coming. It's like a train coming, and they're saying, this train is going to hit you. You need to get off the tracks. But people don't get off the tracks. Some people, even when the train is coming, they say the train is wiping people out. I go, well, let me get on the tracks anyway. Maybe I'm different. I've got the Midas touch, right? So this person's hearing what they want to hear. You can lose money in real estate. I have not said it. Now, another possible thing he might have put together in his own mind was that if you hold it long enough, real estate will always come back in value. But that's true of the stock market, too. If you hold real estate or the stock market long enough, it will go back up in value and be a deal, right? So he goes on, though, and said, and this is where it goes a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He said, I had a family member not too long ago buy a car that was stolen, but bought through a dealership and had to be returned, and my uncle is fighting legally not to be held liable for the financing bank for a vehicle he had to surrender. Now, he led you to believe the vehicle was stolen, right? But as I read this a second or third time, he said it had to be returned to this dealership, which means he's not paying for it, is what really happened. And the dealership sent a tow truck out and stole the vehicle, right? Does this kind of thing happen in real estate? Or are your brokers and agents trained to look for that? What kind of stuff? What are you talking about? Repoing an automobile is simple. You drive a truck up to it, you pick it up. You didn't pay, they come get it. You don't pay for real estate, they have to foreclose on you. It's a court process. It takes a very long period of time. But yes, if you don't make your payments, they will take it away from you. You don't automatically get to hold on to things your whole life, even if you don't pay. And that, my friends, it's just like I started the show out today. That's the insanity of our society right now. How can you say they stole your car when you didn't pay for your car? When they repossessed your car, and to think that they would take your home without paying and not think that's what's going to happen, think you should never have that ability. And by the way, in Texas, there is a law that does not allow people to sue you for your home. So if you own your home free and clear and you lose a lawsuit, they can take everything but your personal residence, your homestead. But other than that, in every other piece of real estate you've ever owned, it's just collateral for debt. And if you don't pay the debt, then you're going to lose the real estate. But what I want to get across here is, I've been asked, show me the crazies. Here's a crazy. And you wonder how people that don't understand the very basics of our society, paying your bills is a good thing, not paying your bills is a bad thing. Buying something you can't afford is a bad thing. If they don't understand the basic tenets of society, how could they and how should they be allowed to vote? They shouldn't be allowed to vote. So I end this with something I saw on TV the other day where a grade school teacher asked five different classes of the day how they would vote between Kamala and Trump. One class voted for Kamala. And so she said, we're going to have a free pizza party for you guys that voted for Kamala. And they called the teacher up and said, is this really true? You're giving pizza party to the people that voted the way you wanted to vote? She goes, oh, of course. I said, why? Because I'm teaching them a lesson. The Democrats give you stuff for free. That's why you should vote for them. I'm going to give you free pizza. That's why you should vote for the Democrats. So you're not going to give pizza to the conservative groups that all voted for Trump? Goes, oh, no. They're going to get it the way the rest of the world gets it. And they go, what do you mean by that? He goes, they're going to work for it and pay for it themselves. That's the way society works. That's why the Democrats buy votes from ignorant people, because they're guaranteed they can get something for nothing for free. They call it equity. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.